Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 27th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're picking up in the middle of Paul's address of the synagogue in Pisidian Antioch. I had to think about that for a minute. That's where we pick up in Acts chapter 13 and verse 26, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. Fellow children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to us that the message of salvation has been sent. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus. Yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to our people. We tell you the good news. What God promised our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second psalm, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." God raised him from the dead so that he will never be subject to decay. As God has said, "I will give you the holy and sure blessing promised to David." So it is also stated elsewhere, "You will never let your Holy One see decay." Now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors, and his body decayed. But the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish. For I am going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, but the Jewish leaders incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. So they shook the dust off their feet as a warning to them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I was reading, I was underlining in red because the gospel is in this passage. Okay, look at verse 28, the story of Jesus, how they gave him the death sentence. They executed him. But look at verse 30, God raised him from the dead. This is the good news. As we see in verse 32, they even call it the good news. We tell you the good news, what God promised our ancestors, that one would come one day to be a Savior for the people, a Messiah, He has fulfilled for us by raising up Jesus. Then look down at verse 37. The one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. There were three passages that Paul gives that are stating, hey, they say somebody's coming who will not see decay, and we know that this is Jesus. Verse 38. Therefore, my dear friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed. And that is why we read God's word. Through Him, everyone who believes is set free from sin. And so as we end the podcast today, I want us to think about the warning that Paul gives to the people who are seated in the synagogue. He warns them not to miss God's work. He says, take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. I want that to lead us into another gospel repentance exercise with which we will end the podcast today. Listen to these questions from Tim Keller's article, All of Life is Repentance. Am I doing what I do for God's glory and the good of others? Or am I being driven by fears, need for approval, love of comfort and ease, need for control, hunger for acclaim and power, or the fear of other people? Am I looking at anyone with envy? Am I giving in to even the first motions of lust or gluttony? Am I spending my time on urgent things rather than important things because of the inordinate desires for power and acclaim or fear of other people? As we consider these things, would you end your time in prayer with me? Lord, we thank you for the free grace of Jesus Christ who provides for us. Help us to find ourselves in Him complete and not look to other people for our acclaim or power or for our sense of worth. Jesus, make us happy enough in you to avoid sin and wise enough in you to avoid danger, that we may always do what is right in your sight. In your name we pray. Amen.